Donald Trump is likely to win Alaska in the presidential election this November. That's according to the news data site 538. Jody Avergan hosts podcasts for the site and was in Juneau last week. He talked with Andrew Kitchenman of KTOO and APRN about how politicians use data and what to look for this year in Alaska.
The notion of the way that data has been used by politicians to maybe get elected for president goes much further back than I kind of expected. I think there's this notion out there that, you know, Obama in 2008 was this data revolution and he had this huge data team. And certainly that campaign made huge advances. But in reporting this out, you know, I learned about efforts in like the 1860s to get voter rolls, target voters, gather information about specific voters. And that's the other kind of thing that really just comes through for me and is, I think, very relevant to this election, which is that campaigns need to be efficient.
Politicians or campaigns are maybe ignoring other people who aren't as engaged in the political process.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to think that every voter in America matters equally, right? But the fact of the matter is that kind of every level of our system, from starting from, you know, the Electoral College or the primary process all the way up through the way that money gets allocated and the way that swing states kind of have this outside proportion, it just inevitably means that certain voters are more powerful than others. We're sitting here in Alaska. I don't know that much about Alaska politics, but I do know that no one is fighting over Alaska in this presidential campaign. And you'd like to think that a voter in Alaska matters as much as a voter in Ohio or Florida or North Carolina. But the fact of the matter is, it isn't.
There's some states where we don't benefit from a huge amount of polling. What are your thoughts about a state like Alaska?
Yeah, so we have this forecast on our site, right? You go to the forecast, you could see all of the states. We project which states we think are going to go in which direction. I mean, obviously, the election's still about 3 months away. In some states, the Ohios, the Floridas, the North Carolinas, there's five polls a week going on. Right now on our forecast, the last poll in Alaska and the only poll that gives us any information about Alaska was conducted in January. It's just a state that doesn't have a heavy amount of polling about it. One, for the reasons that we were just discussing, that it's not considered a swing state, and pollsters are the same way. Channeling them, why would I go to a state that doesn't quote-unquote matter and invest all sorts of resources to do a poll when I would rather do a fifth poll in Ohio than a first poll in Alaska?
For the last couple of weeks, Alaska has been running at about a 75% chance that Donald Trump is going to win under the polls-only forecast.
Yeah.
Considering there's just that one poll, can you give us some sense as to what else goes into that formula?
Yeah, the other stuff that goes into that is historical data. I mean, Alaska is a state that has consistently been red, and so you can make some assumptions there. But historical data precedent is like something that has basically been thrown out the window dozens of times this election so far. So it is interesting to see what happens. And if you think about a state like Alaska, the thing that I think 538 will when we look at Alaska, we'll start to think about is the role of Gary Johnson, right? Because it is an idiosyncratic state. You know this better than I do. It's a state that has all sorts of different demographics and interest groups. And someone like Gary Johnson could make a big impact in this state.
That was Jody Avergan of the data news site 538, talking with Andrew Kitchenman in Juneau. You can hear a longer version of that conversation, including his story about getting stuck on a mountain hiking trip, at our website, alaskapublic.org.